Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Monday, July 19th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. The government of Pakistan is considering repealing its blasphemy laws. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, says this would be a huge answer to prayer in this Islamic republic, as Christians aren't treated very well.
Christians don't share in the general rights of the population of Pakistan who are Islamic. And so from education to employment to just basic religious liberties, Christians are harassed, sometimes arrested, and even killed.
Mueller believes international politics may have caused the Musharraf government to propose the measure, which has been tabled by the National Assembly. Mueller is asking Christians to pray that Pakistani believers would be encouraged.
Encouraged to stand more boldly for their faith. Encouraged that the world hasn't forgotten them. And encouraged that they might have an impact in literally bringing their country of Pakistan to the Lord.
No word on when the proposal will be considered. Meanwhile, Gladys Staines, the wife of slain missionary Graham Staines, is leaving India. Reports indicate Staines is leaving temporarily to accompany her daughter Esther to medical school in Australia. David DeGroat of Mission India is there and was in Orissa when the announcement was made. He says locals were sad, but says Graham Staines' ministry impact will live on.
He was instrumental in starting 21 churches. The local people that are inspired by him have started now very close to 30 churches. And in fact, they say this, as a result of the murder and subsequent persecution, things have expanded as far as the gospel goes.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video about Buckner's work with AIDS orphans and their efforts to share the gospel with them. It's also available on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.